Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath, and will you let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. To thank our friends at O'Neill's for feeding us today, right?
Yeah, I had the beef stew.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Get excited about a good beef stew on a little bit of a cold day.
Man, I had the mac and cheese with bacon mac and cheese.
The fried chicken looked good as well.
Yeah.
So we want to thank O'Neill's Pub, of course, for their partnership with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey for the Philly Formation Contest, Spike. Everyone calls it that.
Yeah.
So head on out to O'Neill's Pub in Philadelphia for Eagles games and enjoy their $10, 25-cent Miller Lite and Jameson shot special. You can register for the Philly Formation Contest for a chance to win a game day experience with Brent Celek and a home gating experience with me with two Weber girls from National Appliance Warehouse. For more info, go to 94WIP.com.
The Twitter, we'll get to A.J. Brown spoke after practice. We'll get to that in 1 second. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Do these reports coming out about the Eagles concern you about the rest of the season, or do they not really matter? 67.6% say they do not matter. Mm-hmm. So the Eagles practice today. The good news, Cam Jurgens was on the practice field. A.J. Brown did speak after practice. Is it the whole back and forth?
No, this is just three different quick cuts.
Okay, here's cut one.
A.J., there was a report that there was some frustration from players on offense with Jalen Hurts specifically.
Ask me about Dallas. Thank you.
Ask me about Dallas? Is that what he said? Okay.
That's it.
I like it.
Well, shut it down. That's what you got to do.
Hey, man, listen. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. Sometimes it's best not to say anything.
Yes.
That's what he used to. That's what he did in 23.
Yes. Yeah. He didn't talk at all, right?
Yeah.
For like 3 weeks, I think he didn't talk.
What else you got?
Yeah.
All right, well, there's more.
Okay.
There's more.
When you say there's been speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were, what would you say to those people?
I guess they call it the same player either. All right.
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either then. That's a fair response. Saquon's numbers are not the same.
Right.
Now, some would say maybe that both of you.
They are lumping together in some instances.
Yeah.
Or some would say, why even bring up Saquon?
Well, there's that too. Yep. And what is next?
Do you pay a lot of attention to what other receivers around the league do? Like what makes CD so...
Nah.
Why not?
Gets me upset.
I give him credit for laughing after that one. That was a good response.
It gets me upset. Well,
that's a truthful answer.
Yeah,
that's I gotta respect that one. That's an honest answer right there.
Yeah, the AJ answers were fine, I think.
Yeah.
All things considered. Didn't answer the Jalen question. Now, did not say, did not you know, refute it, but you know, you don't expect him to anyway. So he did what you asked me about Dallas.
I'm hoping he didn't add to it. So that's the best case scenario right there.
I guess Saquon ain't the same player either. That was, you know, I give that one on scale 1 to 10, with 10 being the best, 1 being the worst. That's a 6.8.
Yeah.
Does that feel about right?
I guess his point is he's not having the same year that he had last year. So is he?
Right.
Yeah, so.
And then he doesn't watch other wide receivers because he
that was the
upset.
Best answer. Yeah, that was the best one.
So there is a Sixers game. The Sixers have had four back-to-backs in the first 15 games, which is not great. They are 8-6. They lost last night. We decided, when we were trying to figure out which night to do the podcast, when we saw that Paul George and Embiid were out last night, I said, hey, that means they're probably going to play on Thursday. Let's do the podcast. Well, half right. Joel Embiid out again tonight with his right knee discomfort, though he was getting shots up yesterday. I assume Paul George is in. He's not on the injury report, and Jared McCain is available to play in a back-to-back. He did play last night.
All right.
Got his first couple of baskets.
Yeah, made his first three.
Yeah, let me throw this out there. There is definitely seems like there's something weird with McCain and the other guards. When you're watching him tonight, I want you to watch how often they pass to him.
Oh, yeah?
It's not a lot. It's not a lot. I heard something weird about earlier, like, during the summer practices, whatever, and there's the look. Maybe I'm looking. Maybe they're just running the stuff to the other side, but they don't pass to him a lot.
Is it because they're never getting it back?
I don't
mean he likes to shoot.
He's not that kind of player.
Okay,
yeah,
I can appreciate those types of players.
Sure, you can. Yeah. I don't. Maybe they're not confident in him. Maybe the play's not. But it's. It's pretty notable. Once I started noticing it, I'm watching it, and I only counted, I don't know how many minutes McCain played last night. I want to guess 15 or 17 or something like that. I only noticed one pass from any of those three guys to Jared McCain.
Okay. And you're throwing in Grimes?
Grimes.
Yeah.
Grimes, VJ, and Maxey.
Maxey, yeah.
A little weird. Just a little weird.
Now I will pay attention.
Just putting it on the radar.
Okay.
Putting on the right now, you know, he is certainly, it's going to take him a minute to get up to speed. Maybe they're just letting him get his legs under him. Maybe that's why, but it's just a little weird.
Mm.
It's a little weird. He did look more, he has the smaller brace on now. He just has the sleeve on his knee. And I thought he looked way more I thought he did in Delaware. Physically, he looked fine running around out there. So it's a little weird.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I hadn't really paid attention to it. Okay.
Now, keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
If you watched it.
Yeah, I will.
You know, keep an eye on it. Game starts at 8 tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks, the Giannis-less Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, it's the same time Buffalo and Houston.
Oh, that's a big game. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, you know I'm going to be locked into that dumb basketball
game. Yeah, you'll be locked in. I'll be back and forth.
Yep. you know, if you're watching the game tonight, maybe after the game, you head to the bedroom. You know, give it a little of the.
Well, that's not going to help.
A little of the.
Yeah, that's certainly not.
You never know. Maybe they win. No, well, that's not going to help either.
Definitely won't.
That's what you did.
You know, it will help. Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Blue Chew just gets you loving the right way. You know, gets you back to your peak performance. Peak performance. They send you these chewables in the mail. It's great that they're chewables instead of, you know, pills. So you don't have to worry about having a, you know, glass of water or whatever to wash them down. You could throw in one of those chewables at a moment's notice, you know, when things are getting a little, you know.
Yeah, a little frisky.
You feel like there might be a chance.
Yeah.
You go to bluechew.com to get them, and your first month is going to be on Jack for free. Jack pays for the first month. You only pay for the shipping. Jack has refused to pay for the shipping, but that's only like $4 or $5. And then you get an opportunity. And you make the decision right now. I promise you go to bluechew.com right now. Within 10 minutes, the entire process will be over. They cut out the doctor's visit. You just do that at bluechew.com. They cut out the long line at the pharmacy because they ship it to you in a discreet
hard
package.
And then I almost said a bad word. You're top notch, buddy. So go to bluechew.com, use code 94 at checkout for your first month free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times roll. Zip it.
Again, you can't sip it all night.
Sip it all night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sip it. Greg in Maryland here on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Oh, glad to be on. Thank you for getting me on today.
Yes, sir. Sip it all night.
Well, I'm not worried about the controversy. In 2022, there was a story that came out in July, and the person who wrote that was D-Gun. And he mentioned that Jalen was struggling in camp. Sources, players, and all said that, you know, a series of 10 would look like 3 interceptions, 4 incompletions, 3 sacks. And look at the season he had in 2022. Now, fast forward to now, you look at what's going on. And for me, I look at a couple things. The last 2 games, the weather has really been a factor. That's me. And I say that because Jordan Love looked terrible as well. So it wasn't just like one quarterback looked bad. It was both. And then last week, Jared Goff had the worst game he ever had. 14 for 37, 37%. For me, it's looking at this game right here, where the elements will not be in play, and you will really get a chance to see. Now, yes, the offense has struggled. I'm not going to dispute that. But I think that there was a lot going on the last 2 weeks. And the 2 weeks before that, look at that perfect passer rating. Only one quarterback this year has had a perfect passer rating. His name is Jalen Hurts. Then he followed up with 4 touchdown passes, and we were looking good. Devontae's been having an all-world year. I mean, it pretty much may have a career high. And same with Dallas. And if you look at Dallas – and people talk about teammates. Dallas said in training camp, the reason why he's back is because Jalen Hurts called him, and that's the reason why he took the $10 million aside. So
that's not what he said. That is, I'm sorry, it's not what he said. But
so what? Yeah. What he didn't reference that Jalen called him?
No, they asked him if he did, and he said yes, but he did not say he was back. It wasn't really his choice if he was back, to be honest with you. But he said Jalen called him. He did not say he's back because Jalen called him.
But Jalen called him. And,
sure.
I mean, and,
yep.
And that speaks a lot. That's what I'm saying.
Yep, for sure. For sure.
That. And then even on Monday with you, and I do watch your show on Monday nights, and I think y'all do a great job.
Thank you.
Malata did say that he didn't agree with the reports.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said he didn't know who D-Gun was. And then Elliot had to tell him he called him Eli, which was funny.
Yep, he kept calling him Eli. Yeah.
Elliot had to say that he's a respected reporter.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I don't agree with it. He said, when you look at it, he said, I'm not playing the best. I miss blocks that hurt the running game, hurt the passing game, and we all need to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then BG last night said on his, too, that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and saying that I think some of his teammates are. I think teammates are torn. Because, yes, they do like AJ, and they don't want to say between Jalen and AJ because it could cause rifts. I don't think teammates are speaking out, but some teammates have said enough to let you know that they don't feel like Jalen's the only problem. So that's why I'm not worried about this. I think this week is going to tell a lot. Now, if the offense struggled this week, yeah. But I think those 2 weeks say a lot because not only did Jalen struggle, the other quarterbacks struggled as well, and they struggled very bad. Nobody thinks Jordan Love is the worst quarterback. Nobody thinks Jared Goff is the worst quarterback. But they had almost the worst games of their career.
You would say though that Jalen's year, you know, 15 touchdowns to 1 interception has not been great though, right?
16-1.
Yeah.
16-1.
Yeah.
And it's been a little up and down. If you look at the Broncos game where he was 280 yards passing.
Yeah.
In the passing game, they looked better. AJ stopped running that one. Then the 2 penalties, the Devontae 30-yard catch, and that pass before was the penalty got called back. The Giants game 283 number wide wasn't bad. Two egregious plays. You can't miss that wide open touchdown pass.
Yeah, I mean, they're averaging a buck 85 a game passing yards. I think it's 28th. He's 16th in QBR. His completion percentage is below the average for quarterbacks this year. I don't think he's been bad. I don't think uneven is fine.
I agree with you up and down. But
yeah.
before these last two games,
he had two great games.
Ike had y'all going, and y'all were seeing Jalen coming around.
Yeah.
Now, one thing I will say is, versus the blitz, Jalen has been amazing this year. So that's showing growth, because in the beginning, he struggled.
Mm-hmm.
He made Ty Bowles stop blitzing.
Yep.
He burned Brian Flores, who's a master at that. So that's shown progress. Jalen has shown progress in his game and has made strides. Now, I think him and Petullo's not seeing eye to eye. Personally, I think Petullo's the source of the leaks. Now, I can't confirm that. Nobody can.
I would be stunned.
The source of the loop.
Yeah.
I hear you. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know recklessly speculating. I know y'all don't do that. Hugh did it. But think about it. Who stands to gain from it? Right now, where Petullo's being criticized, his scheme's being called out. People are criticizing him because they're talking about Kellen Moore last year ran a lot of crossing routes, which he did. Like Devontae caught the touchdown pass versus the Giants and versus Cincinnati on crossing routes. Dallas Goedert versus New Orleans Saints on a crossing route. We're not running none of those this year. So those are patterns we ran and had a huge success. And right now, people are trying to guess what Petullo's calling. He's calling a ton of hitches. We ran Steichen, did a lot of things to scheme open. And so did Kellen Moore. And Petullo just don't seem like he has the answers, sort of like Brian Johnson.
But Greg, thank you for the call, Greg. They were 29th in passing last year. But we don't have to, like, I don't think anyone believes that the offense issues are Jalen's alone.
Yeah.
But we don't have to, we also don't have to make up. You know, he's probably had as many bad halves as good halves this year passing the football, I think is probably fair to say. The offensive line has not been good rushing the football. The drops were obvious in the last game. You know, it's on everyone.
You just look at the things that he can't control, meaning his play.
Sure.
There's been some good things. But he's also left a lot of meat on the bone out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that's out there that certainly could have been taken advantage of.
You know, I think people confuse the word risk, risky and risk. Like, there is risk in every offensive play. There's risk in a running play. They could fumble. There's risk in a pass. There's risk in every play. I think it has been risk averse in a way that is probably unhealthy, especially in those throws in the middle of the field. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Spike, I didn't revel in this. Not at all. Spike yet again on the air today. Do you remember how right I was about Ben Simmons? I see something similar happening here. Tim in Newark.
I don't think that's what I'm doing. What's next?
To sum up Chuck's GM philosophy, if you don't do a damn thing in the playoffs, he's not paying you. And as soon as you do two damn things in the playoffs, he's not paying you. Frank in Ardmore.
Chuck saying that they're trading them is one take.
Yeah.
Chuck saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl and then trade them is elite-level takesmanship from Chuck.
And already putting Drake May in elite conversation.
Yes.
Cam Newton, by the way, may have found a new quarterback to dump on as he's taking down Drake May now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. What's next?
Cam gives hot takes.
Well, Cam and me are on the same page. Drake May a little overrated right now.
Ooh, he really put you in your place. Vic Fangio after Mike Mayock called Spike Big Fella.
Hey. Do need a sassy Elliot after that. What's next?
Did I just get a new nickname?
I feel like Phillips is the big piss. The big piece.
Jalen Phillips at the NovaCare Complex.
The big piss.
What, imagine that's his nickname. Imagine Merrill calling him like that's his new nickname. Might have to make it a thing.
The one thing that happened in the Mayock interview when I was being a little B was when it was time for me to ask a question. And I was like, but I don't know, Ike. Why don't you ask a question? I only ask about the controversy.
Well.
I was over here pouting.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
well, at least you acknowledge it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, what's next?
Fortunately, history tells us that the show will end today and Spike will never bring up the Mayock call again. Never. Mike in Havertown.
I won't?
Oh, sure you will.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Oh, that I'll
that was
ring
sarcastic.
It
yeah.
Oh.
It was very sarcastic.
Yeah.
It's hard to read sarcasm on the text line
yeah.
sometimes.
Well, it was a...
Yeah, especially when Battle's the one yeah, delivering
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Man, what a moment.
Yeah.
What
something always happens on this stupid show.
Dude, every day.
Every
there's
day there's
a reason
something.
To tune in every day.
Yes.
That's true.
That's yeah. true.
Some stupid friggin' thing. What's next?
After the weekly fake stats Connor call, the host of the afternoon show responded with Spike saying, "Oh, wow, those are good stats." And Ike saying, "Oh, wow, remember the woman Yoshi mentioned 3 hours ago? Just saw her. Nice." Alex in Lancaster.
Text line.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
This show is something else.
So, real quick.
Yeah.
As we all would have imagined.
Yeah.
The reason why CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens were suspended for a series. They were late for curfew.
Oh,
in
really?
In Vegas. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
you knew
yeah.
what it was. Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and there was a report that there was video or something of CeeDee throwing up in a trash can.
Oh, really?
And CeeDee said today that that's not true. He holds his liquor well.
The well, night before the game.
The night before the game. Well, we're in Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, you put an NFL...
yeah,
yeah,
that's going to happen.
We've heard about the Miami flu in the NBA for
yes.
years now. Yep. Now there's the Vegas flu in the NFL. Man, you, I don't even know how you do it. If you're an NFL team, maybe you got to stay in Henderson, like an hour away from Vegas to prevent that from happening.
I guess, yeah.
You know, I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
You know, that's a... It's a dangerous place to, you know, have a bunch of young male
millionaires
yeah. who don't have to play until 4 o'clock, you know. All right. Well, Fritz at 6 is next. Jack, what do you have going on Fritz at 6 tonight?
A lot going on in Fritz at 6 tonight.
Yeah.
What?
What matters more on Sunday?
Just a win.
A measly old win or a great offensive performance.
Yeah.
We've evolved past Eagles Cowboys week.
Of course.
We have.
No, yeah. we have.
Yes, we have.
No, we have.
Yes, we have. We'll dive into more of that and some Schwarber thoughts, of course.
Oh, yeah.
They're pursuing the wrong Kyle.
Oh, wow. Going after Tucker.
Wow. He's turned on Schwarbs.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm proud of my boy until they
Man.
Sign him for 7 years, 240.
That's yeah. my boy, Schwarby.
7 years, 210.
No.
Emergency High Hopes pod.
Well, there will be an emergency High Hopes pod.
high-fiving.
You're the only one that can do content. By the way, good defending of his quarterback today. AJ Brown, the press conference. We'll also talk about that.
Okay. All right. That is coming up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. We love you for it. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. The podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.